Are you ready to be inspired? JT Jester has just written a book called No Bad Days. It's his against the odds story of overcoming countless physical and learning challenges to help us find joy in any circumstance and understand that in truth, there are no bad days, only hard ones. JT Jester is with us right now. Good morning, JT.
Good morning, Todd. Todd, thank you so much for having me on the show here, and I'm looking forward to sharing a little bit about No Bad Days.
Perfect. Well, listen, your story is very inspiring. Let's just fill in everybody on some of the things that you were challenged with in your life just right out of the gate.
Yeah. So I'll give you a little background of the medical side of things. I've had about 16 operations since birth, and they have... I was born with something called Bectoral Syndrome, and it's a syndrome that affects your GI system from your esophagus all the way down to the anus. And so my esophagus was compromised at the time. I had what they call tracheoesophageal fistulas, and I had a colostomy bag for the first few years of my life. And then as my journey continued, all those things got repaired by the good Lord, putting amazing doctors in my family's lives. And our journey continued, and the medical journey went from the GI system to another aspect of Bectoral Syndrome, and that is it's what they call tethered spinal cord. Mm-hmm. And tethered spinal cord is where your spinal cord attaches to your sacrum nerves, and as you're growing, it causes different symptoms and can cause permanent paralysis of different things, but was lucky enough to have that repaired and then repaired again for a second time. But so the medical journey was one thing, and of course with that there was different times that it was like, you know, you're not, JT, you won't be able to do this, you won't be able to do that because of the medical complications. And then with that, I probably put my own times where I was like, you know what, you're right, I can't do this. But the education side of my life is another aspect that is where I was told, you know, JT, you're illiterate and you will not be able to read or write for the rest of your life. You also, and my family is told JT's just going to have to cope with it. And, you know, those moments in your life when you were told that, that just pushed my family and myself even harder to find things that work.
Now, it says you're also an adventure enthusiast. My goodness. So what have you done and what have you yet to do?
When I graduated college, I went on to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Ooh. In Tanzania, Africa.
Wow.
And it was a trip that I never thought would be possible due to my medical complications.
Wow.
And it was an amazing experience spiritually. Just a mental boost and motivation that I was able to do that. And it came along with lots of challenges along the way, medically, getting sick and different things like that. But it was so worth it to see just, you know, what you can do to, you know, really when you push yourself. And the book No Bad Days talks about that story, but it highlights... First off, it highlights the people that have taught me how to be motivated to go do these things, but also other people and how they have accomplished their successes in life and by pushing past the naysayers and putting their best foot forward.
JT, what would you say to someone right now who's been maybe thinking, you know what, I have so many limitations, so many things I want to do, I don't think I could do them, and they're just praying, maybe saying, God, could you help me get through all of this? And maybe just wondering, you know, is there anybody else who's done it? How would you encourage them?
It starts off with the good Lord, and it starts out with Him at the top, and then comes family, and then comes friends. And those friends can be people in the area that you want to grow in. My grandma once said to me, JT, you know, show me your friends and I will tell you who you are. And it's so true, because if you have people around you and in your life that can help motivate you and push you to succeed, that's how you're going to grow. And so my best advice is, you know, to be able to find your goal and find the people that are going to help you get there and build that tribe up around you. And there's going to be challenges along the way. You're going to fall, but that's why you have that tribe, is to continue to uplift you and carry you on and help motivate you as long as you're willing to put the work in too.
His book is called No Bad Days by J.T. Jester. Pick it up and give it a read and be inspired. And J.T.'s been our guest this morning. Thanks, J.T.
Thank you so much. And yes, the book has been a fun project, and you can find it anywhere books are sold and social media, J.T. Jester Speaks.